The FAO representative in Côte d'Ivoire, Mr. Germain Da Silva, and members of his team, Director General of Scientific Research and Innovation, Ministry of Higher Education and Scientific Research, and Africa Rice Board Member, Professor Seraphine Kati Koulibaly, members of the Africa Rice Executive Management Committee, Dr. Samuel Bruce Oliver, Director of Strategic Partnerships, and Dr. Marcel Noualouzier, Special Advisor to the Director General and Secretary to the Board of Trustees, members of the press, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Africa Rice, and we know that Africa Rice is quite a big family, consisting of the Council of Ministers, and it's one of the only CGIAR organization that has this kind of organization where at the head, its supreme body is a Council of Ministers, and constituting of 25 member states, including Côte d'Ivoire, I accept with great and profound gratitude this prestigious award from the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations, commemorating its 70th anniversary. In addition to accepting this award, I would like to express on behalf of the entire Africa Rice family our heartfelt thanks. We feel really deeply honored that this medal has been awarded to Africa Rice. And I would state, as you have already said, after a rigorous and competitive selection, in recognition of the center's exceptional contribution and remarkable collaboration over the years in supporting FAO's mission, as you have said, Mr. Director, to eradicate hunger, to produce and manage resources sustainably, to reduce rural poverty, and to improve the participation of smallholders in food systems and increase resilience in rural communities. Most of the time, we tend to put these words together. We know how to say them, but then, from my experience, we don't give them deeper thoughts. But I would just like to remind you, after having said all of these strings of words, that the most important of them here would be the participation of smallholders in food systems. And obviously, we all know that between 60 and 70% of the population in Africa depends on agriculture. So it is very, very important that if and when we decide to use some of these buzzwords, we should particularly understand that the smallholders are key players in the whole system. Africa Rice considers FAO as a strategic development partner in its quest to realize Africa's huge rice potential to contribute to poverty alleviation and food security in the continent. As we have noticed from the figures that we're having, rice is becoming not only a priority crop, but it is very, very strategic. And I'm just coming from Sierra Leone, my own country. And I was telling the director that I met with a lot of the decision makers in my country, and I'm sure it's not different for most of those countries in Africa that are producing and consuming rice. There was a time before the 70s when our countries were exporting rice. What we're seeing now is a different phenomenon. All of these countries are importing rice. We're all struggling with rice self-sufficiency objectives. We're looking at ways and means of bringing rice down to a people. Again, a lot of work has been done on this, but at the same time, from what I was hearing, our decision makers are finding it hard to understand why, if all these efforts are being made to increase rice production, we're still spending millions and millions of dollars to import rice. There is a problem here. I'm not an economist, I'm a plant physiologist, but I've learned through my experience that when production goes up in a country, as simple as that, exportation should come down. But both of the curves are going up. It's a dilemma. However, we are convinced that here in Africa, despite all of these problems, we have the human, physical, and economic resources to produce enough quality rice, because we've done it before, in a sustainable manner, and that's where the difference lies, to feed itself, and in the long run, to export to other regions. We're importing, we should be exporting. And there are all signs to indicate that this should happen. We're exporting from Asia. With the coming problems of El Nino, we are sure that Asia would have problems in producing sufficient rice. Their population is growing faster than ours. They will need more rice. We wouldn't look at it as a problem, but we would look at it as an opportunity. And the opportunity lies. So that's why we're insisting that we have the resources to do that. And we have to make all the necessary efforts to do that. And how? I will just tell a little history. Our institutions have worked in close collaboration on several important rice initiatives. And I wish to cite a few worthy ones here for those who might not know about it. The initiative on soaring food prices and the initiative to enhance food production. This was in 2008-2009. I wasn't at Africa Rice then. I was at that time managing a regional organization that coordinates agricultural research for development in Western Central Africa, CORAF, WECAD. Maybe most of you have heard of that. And we were behind Africa Rice when they were thinking of how to deal with some of these problems that were looming. And they started investigating that, and they did this in collaboration with the FAO. They knew, and they had suspected from analysis, that prices would go up, and it did go up. But it was a good thing that at that time, Africa Rice had done a lot of investigation and analysis, and it would have been worse, the situation would have been worse. But then we're able to thwart some of the very negative effects of those price increases, although some countries experienced really difficult times. Establishment of the National Rice Development Strategies, what we call the NRDS, under the Coalition for Africa Rice Development, CARD. This is a Japanese initiative which we appreciated because it brought together most of the African counterparts. And we developed the National Rice Development Strategies. Joint organization and convening of the third Africa Rice Congress in 2013 in Yaoundé. That was also a landmark, very important. Collaboration in many development-oriented projects, several of them all geared towards improving the competitiveness of rice, seed production, strengthening the rice value chain, introduction of small-scale machinery and capacity building for technicians and farmers in seed production. And more recently, the joint FAO Africa Rice launching in Nairobi of the Partnerships for Sustainable Rice System Development in Africa, the PARDA project, which I'm sure you're all aware of. With all this, we are increasingly aware that producing just more rice is not enough. We have to be competitive. Africa rice sector needs to make rice, to make rice quality and marketing equally important. This is not an easy thing. It requires more attention to improving the entire value chain. Again, we talk about value chain. Value chain is an institution. I'm just coming from my country, and most people thought that this is a subject like biology or chemistry or physiology. It's very complicated. The economists talk about it, but I think we have to change the way we pass the message on about value chain. So it's looked at as a separate thing apart. So I had to spend most of my time explaining what the value chain is. In the end, somebody said, "Are you an economist?" I said, "No, but I've learned the ropes." And I can tell you that value chain, the idea of value chain within agriculture, it didn't come from agriculture. The thought, the concept came from industries. And it's adding value and going to the market. It's all about making profits. We have looked at the way we're going to improve the value chain in Africa Rice. We are developing a business model. And I stress on the word business, because that is what attracts people. We're talking about the way we work, public and private sector. And if we don't include business in there, it's not going to attract people. So it's very, very important that we, when we develop our model around the concept of value chain, we talk about business. And we have started with Côte d'Ivoire, because they have a solid experience in rice production and development. Another thing you mentioned, which is quite important, and we're coming from COP21, is climate change. I wouldn't want to go into all that, but it's quite obvious that African agriculture is the most affected by climate change. It was said, it has been said, and we said. And we are the most vulnerable to climate change. So we are turning attention to climate change, increasing our emphasis on the development of climate smart and also gender sensitive technologies for a productive and resilient rice sector in Africa. Obviously, this is based on a sustainable management of natural resources, like you rightly said, Mr. Director. We are also looking at rice innovations that will respond to the creation of employment and income generation, especially for the women and youths. And we know the problems that's having we have having today. Our youth, most of them go without jobs. And in some of the publications that we see, they consider the youth as the bomb. Ticking atomic bomb in Africa. We don't have the means maybe to produce atomic bombs, but we're magicians. It's there. So it's ticking, and we have to deal with these issues. So we have to couple some of these ideas with our initiatives that we're thinking about in partnership with the FAO. The declaration of the Third Africa Rice Congress held in 2013 requested FAO to stimulate national, regional, and global partnerships to help develop Africa's rice sector. Now, to make this a reality, because like I said, we have always spoken about partnerships. How many people know that FAO and Africa Rice is partnering on very important issues that has to do with our survival? Very few. You go to meetings and people ask the question. So we have to make one more step. We have to make this a reality, and we have to make it visible. I think this is very important. It's not about going to the field, but it's about this kind of ceremonies where we recognize ourselves, and that's why we appreciate it very much. The FAO, the Director General of FAO, visited the Africa Rice Cotonou station in November 2013, and in September 2015, this year, just after I was appointed, I paid a courtesy visit to the FAO Director General, and this was one of my first official missions. And during that mission, my discussions with the FAO Director General centered on strong demonstration and visibility of our partnership efforts. And that is why Africa Rice and FAO are currently conceptualizing the organization of an African Heads of State Summit in 2016, which we are convinced will play a critical role in boosting rice sector development. And I was a bit jittery, Ms. Director, when you said that you'll be organizing your annual meeting in April, because we're thinking of organizing this summit just about that same time. But it seems as if we have to go back to the board and we have to start looking at how to do this. But we intend to look at cross-cutting areas, and in particular, those that are related to the policy domain. What we have seen is that we can do everything. We can produce the best varieties. We've spoken about the Nerikas. We are now producing the Arikas. We can bring out the best policy options, but we have to know how to get people to convert or to transform these options based on evidence, research, which is very important, convert them to real policies that we implement in our country. Now, we can talk about it, but we need to get our heads of state involved, and that's why we're pushing towards our partner, FAO, to do this. We count, therefore, on the continued strong support of FAO, which has vast networks, strong technical expertise, and long-term commitment to rice research and development in Africa, Mr. Director. This award, in addition to recognizing our past partnership effort in the rice sector, reconfirms our faith that the partnership between FAO and Africa Rice will boost our ability to scale up the existing effort, building on the different institutional strengths of both organizations in order to make a more significant contribution to Africa's food security needs in terms of rice. I have focused on rice because we have that mandate. With these few words, I would like once more to thank you for this very important award, and we hope that in the future we will concretize our partnerships and do justice to this award through further collaboration all over Africa. Thank you very much.